you feel like this team has that when it comes to defense late in a game like this one?
Yeah, definitely. We all been through so many situations already throughout the year, so we pretty much know how to really lock down defensively during crunch time and execute the plays on the offensive end and make big plays during that time. So, I mean, we done been through it throughout the years, and, you know, guys getting comfortable now.
Rodney Hood said he really enjoys kind of the lessons learned with this team, overcoming some adversity. Can you describe the kind of togetherness and the kind of chemistry and the mental toughness that's building here?
Yeah, I mean, just like he said, we done been through so much last year. We lost, I don't know, what, 9-10 in a row. The year before that, before he got here, you know, me and Gordon been through a lot. So, I mean, pretty much we all in this locker room, everybody done been through something. So we just come together as a team, work together, and just get down in the games, you know, just stick together.
The take me through the end one.
Now they passed me the ball. I made a play. Scola got over there too late.
And you finished on that. This is something interesting with your game. Last year you took a giant step offensively. You feel like you've taken even another step on the offensive side?
Yeah, I definitely do. Man, I work hard on my game each summer. You know, I try to work on something new. I try to add something to my game, and I'm happy that it's finally paying off for
it. At times, Gordon Hayward has had a tough time knocking down shots. Stayed aggressive, made the key plays, and had a huge fourth quarter. You guys still obviously have a big belief in him.
Yeah, we do, man. Gordon's been here forever, man. And, you know, he's been the guy, so we're not going to lose faith in him. You know, he'll make shots. He'll make big plays for us. And, you know, he's in the slump right now, but he'll get it.
Thanks,
sir.
No problem. That's our favorite.
DeRozan dunk where he said he felt, you know, a little extra motivation to defend a little harder. Do you guys feel that as a team after a big play like that?
Yo, I didn't even see that.
You didn't?
No, because I had a crick in my neck and I couldn't turn my neck to see it. So I didn't even see it, but I mean, when stuff like that happens, you know, it kind of hurts your pride a little bit, so you try to defend a little bit better. And, you know, I feel him on that because I got dunked on a couple of times. I'm like, that ain't going to happen again.
Yeah, that's true. So,
it happens.
When you
slapped
the ball and gave you a hug there at the bench after the game, what
was that when you were there? Oh, he was excited. He was happy that we won. He knew I was having a tough night in the first half, in the second half, and I came out, played a lot better, and you know, he was just happy.
It looked for a while like you guys might not make it to 80 points. The points were hard to come by in the second and third quarter, but the fourth quarter, the floodgates open. What happened?
I don't know. The shots just started falling. It was ugly for a while, though, but we started making plays. Rod got hot. Alec got hot. Gordon started making plays, and shots just started falling. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. It'd be like that sometimes in basketball games.
I feel like a game maybe a couple of years ago, you guys might not have been able to rally back from 6 points that late.
I definitely feel that way. We probably would have lost that game a couple of years ago, but like I said earlier, we done been through so much. We know how to handle that situation now on the defensive end and on the offensive end. We know how to, you know, be patient offensively, execute the plays, and on defense, we know how to, you know, really get dialed in.
Was it nice to be home?
Yeah, it's excellent. You know, I feel great to be home. Been on the road too much already. And now I'm just happy to be home, be able to play in front of the home crowd, be able to come back to my kids. And, you know, we got to go back on the road tomorrow, but that's life for the NBA.